Then Friday, then?
Saturday.
You never call that the Sabbath, do you?
Nope.
And you might greet a person before, early in the day, you might say,
good morning.
And how late would you use that?
Till noon.
And then how might you greet a person?
Good afternoon.
And how late would you use that?
Till 6, I suppose, if I want to think about it.
Would you determine it by supper, probably?
That'd be more logical, yes.
Yeah.
Which, incidentally, I call dinner.
Okay. and then after supper, after dinner, you'd call it what? You'd say it's...
good evening.
And when it's... and then after that, it's... when you,
hello!
Yeah. Or, but when it's... you would...
so dark, I'd say good evening, probably.
Yeah, but it, you distinguish night, a day from... it's not day, it's...
night?
You, but you'd only use good night if you were leaving, probably,
right?
And how about when the sun comes up?
Sunrise, dawn.
And a two-week period, 15-day period is a...
I don't think I've ever used the word fortnight in my life, but...
And then, what time did the sun rise? The time is unimportant, but you'd say the sun
rose.
And we worked until the sun
set. Okay. Sunset.
And. Today is Tuesday. Monday was?
Yesterday.
And Wednesday will be?
Tomorrow.
And on your wrist you have a?
Watch.
And when they, well, let's see. When in 20 minutes, what time will it be?
4:30.
And 15 minutes later it will be?
4:45.
See how fast these pages go. Okay. Not that much shit. And 1961 was last year. 1962 is?
Next year.
No.
The coming year.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. I wasn't even listening. The present year?
Or simply...
this year.
And if something happened on June 26th, 1961, you'd say that happened just a...
year ago.
And if it's been raining out and it stops, you look out and you say the weather is?
Clearing.
And if you have a heavy rain with the thunder and lightning, you call that a?
Storm.
And the past tense of the wind, past tense of blow?
Blew.
And some phenomena that's associated with London, weather.
Fog. Careful, I'm an architecture student, I was going to say the tower.
Okay, and then the adjective formation of fog is?
It's foggy.
And an extended dry
drought.
And if the wind hasn't been hasn't been blowing and it suddenly begins, you might say the wind is
rising.
And then when it subsides, you say the wind is
falling.
Look out the window and its temperature got down rather low than